Live on Good Friday morning at 27 before the hour, John Harper, Glenn Leverin's Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We know that many of you this week during Holy Week have been participating with Father Rocky in the Holy Week mission every night at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific time. And you and I have been sharing our Lenten journeys together. And here we are as we've been talking about this week, the silence of Good Friday that is just so penetrating on so many different levels. So between Good Friday and either Easter Vigil Mass tomorrow night or the Mass of the Resurrection on Easter Sunday morning, what should you do? Here to give us some spiritual direction, Father Edward Looney, who's a priest of the Diocese of Green Bay, Wisconsin. You read him in a number of Catholic publications, also the author of A Heart Like Mary's, 31 Daily Meditations to help you live and love as she does, online at edwardlooney.com. Father Looney, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, and always a pleasure to be with your listeners.
We've been talking about the emptiness that we feel on Good Friday afternoon and the emptiness that's with us after Good Friday. Obviously, we know what is coming, but still there is that there's that emptiness. So how should we fill that between today and either the Easter Vigil or Mass on Sunday morning?
That emptiness you talk about, we feel that as a church even, because the altar is stripped bare, the tabernacle is empty, and so it really does have that sense. And when we leave church on Good Friday after the service of the Lord's Passion, well, there are lots of different things we could do. Maybe it's to fill that emptiness with silence, to allow God to speak to us in that silence. We can also, thinking about emptiness, we can fill ourselves with good things to meditate upon. And there are lots of great spiritual writers out there that have written books about the Passion, about Good Friday. We could think of Pope Benedict, who wrote the 3-volume Jesus of Nazareth set, or Fulton Sheen, who wrote this, who wrote The Life of Christ, or I think Father John Richard Newhouse had a book, Death on a Friday Afternoon. So all of these different books are ways that we could simply read and spend time doing that spiritual reading, or it could be reading from the sacred scriptures. But that fills us and allows us to really think about all the things that Jesus endured.
We focus on fasting during our Lenten journey, Father Looney, and sometimes forget about it when we go into the 50 days of Easter and beyond. Talk about keeping that fast going, not only today on Good Friday, but beyond Easter.
Sure. Well, you know what? Even from Good Friday into Holy Saturday, in the Roman Missal, it talks about the Paschal fasts and how one would begin on Holy Thursday night, and this would go all the way through the Easter Vigil, and really keeping that fast that we hold today on Good Friday. And, you know, it could just be eating simple meals tomorrow, still in that spirit that there's something not right with the world, because Christ has died, that we're waiting that glorious news of his resurrection at the Easter Vigil or Easter Sunday as we hear that gospel. Now, as we move into Easter, of course, the first 8 days after Easter, that's the octave. They're all solemnities, the Gloria's sung. And so there's always this principle that we don't fast on a solemnity. So the first Friday after Easter, we wouldn't abstain from meat. Most people try to abstain, or not most, a lot of people try to abstain from meat all year round. Mm-hmm. So that kind of makes the discipline of Lent a little easier when you fast every Friday from meat, or maybe to choose to have one meatless meal. It's still in the canon law of the church, and you know, if you do choose to eat meat, well, then there's the recommendation to take on some sort of penance, whether that's an additional time of prayer, like praying the Stations, or an extra rosary. But those would be a way to continue the fast that we've started, that as we've abstained, as we've eaten lighter meals, that maybe that's something that we could do all throughout the year. And now there is this great trend really in our culture of intermittent fasting, where it's kind of you fast for a time throughout the day and then you eat and then there's more fasting. So even the culture is kind of adopting this religious principle.
Father, should we maybe make a little more effort to keep some of those good Lenten practices we might have added, extra scriptural reading or study, things like that, all year long?
Definitely. It shouldn't be a one-time 40 days But, and you know what, even during Lent, it could be that, well, I really didn't do good at that. And so we can try to continue throughout the year. Like, even for me last night, Holy Thursday, praying before the Blessed Sacrament, it was a time for me to say, Lord, this is what I'm going to do as your priest this next year. And so really, to for me, last night was a renewal of different aspects of priestly ministry and prayer. And so definitely we should carry those things through. Maybe it's not as intense as it was during the Lenten season, or to continue with that same intensity.
And Father, also talk about the Divine Mercy Novena as something else very powerful that you can do, not only between Good Friday and the Easter Vigil and Easter Sunday, but just make that a part of the fabric of your daily prayer, the Divine Mercy Chaplet. And then, of course, the Novena that Drew's going to talk about this afternoon.
Yes, so we know that Jesus appeared to St. Faustina, this Polish nun, and asked her to keep this novena beginning on Good Friday and ending on the Sunday after Easter, called the Divine Mercy Novena, in which we bring to the Lord all these different souls and to pray for them and their eternal rest. And so that begins today. So it's just something as we go about the day, and especially for me, I have three Good Friday services that I'll do from 12, 3, and 7 p.m. So for me, it's just the reminder that today is the beginning of the Divine Mercy Novena. I need to pray this. I want to pray this. And so I need to make that time and to carve that out, those, you know, maybe 5 to 7 minutes that the Divine Mercy takes.
Right, yeah, 7 minutes on our Relevant Radio app. Some great ideas and wonderful spiritual direction on what you can do between Good Friday and the Easter Vigil tomorrow evening or Sunday and beyond from Father Edward Looney, who's a priest of the Diocese of Green Bay, Wisconsin. Much more about him, get his books, get spiritual direction online at edwardlooney.com. That's edwardlooney.com, and we'll share that on our social media pages. Father, thank you. Have a very blessed Easter, and we'll talk to you again very soon.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.